When Dunleavy announced his series of vetoes to the state budget in June, Unalaska stood to lose more than $1.3 million in funding for local organizations, including the city, school district, and clinic. Dunleavy has since backtracked on a number of those initial vetoes. But as KUCB's Laura Craigle reports, the island is still slated to take a hit.
State funding to Unalaska is down by at least $587,000 under the final operating budget signed Monday by the governor. That number is almost certain to grow, however, once local leaders have had time to work out how big cuts to statewide programs will filter down to the community. For now, the city of Unalaska looks to be the biggest loser. City manager Aaron Reinders says Dunleavy has vetoed more than $500,000 in funding that the city was counting on.
It does appear as though we'll be able to accommodate these changes this fiscal year.
Reinder says the city is fortunate that its reserves can absorb the roughly 1.5% hit to its FY20 budget. Still, that means the city is spending more than it planned to keep alive three programs previously supported by the state. Those are the Local Emergency Planning Commission, debt reimbursement for Eagles View Elementary, and debt reimbursement for the Carl E. Moses Boat Harbor.
Now, next year, if additional cuts occur in the revenues, you know, we'll have to get our thinking caps on and make some strategic decisions and how we move forward with that budgeting process and then also with the levels of services that we're able to provide.
Among the services facing more immediate impacts are healthcare, higher education, and environmental monitoring. According to clinic director Will Rogers, Dunleavy's Medicaid vetoes will affect low-income Unalaskans receiving care at Alulik Family and Health Services. He's just figuring out how much the $50 million plus hit to the state program will hurt locally.
What will happen is they'll be on the sliding fee scale, and you know, we do have a grant to cover that, but everything's been tight for a number of years here, so it'll have an impact, but we'll see how things work out.
Unalaska's Extension Campus is in a similar wait-and-see position. With Dunleavy slashing $25 million from the University of Alaska, officials say rural campuses will likely seek cuts, as will outreach initiatives like Alaska Sea Grants that receive funds through the university. As head of both the local campus and Sea Grant program, Missy Good says things are, quote, very much in the air, but she's feeling optimistic that they'll still be able to offer classes, and she's hoping that her work as a Sea Grant agent, responding to distressed marine mammals and monitoring the local environment, won't see too much change. On the other hand, Unalaska Community Broadcasting is already moving forward with budget cuts based on the governor's vetoes. General Manager Lauren Adams says public radio and television is losing about $2.7 million statewide, including $76,000 for the local station.
One cut is not enough to destroy our organization, but I certainly do fear how we will sound and how we will bring Unalaska the local programming that is why people use us and love us and turn the radios on and use the TV station. So we're certainly working our way through that.
Adam says the station will produce less arts and culture coverage through Channel 8 TV, as well as replace full-time staffer Chrissy Rose with part-time employees when she leaves her post later this year. As community organizations have grappled with the state budget over the last several months, many have refrained from taking a position on the Dunleavy administration or its push to reduce Alaska's spending. Emlyn Crane, however, says the governor is wrong to take on the state budget gap or pursue a full permanent fund dividend at the expense of so many public services. Crane is director of USAFE, or Unalaskans Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence.
I think the cuts which impact the low-income folks in our community, of which there are a lot, I think that increases stress level. I think that contributes to increased domestic violence, increased child abuse, increase self-medicating.
With all that in mind, USAFE is preparing for a challenging fiscal year ahead, even though the organization has level funding. Crane says she expects Unalaskans to make greater use of its food bank, shelter, and other resources.
We stocked up on a lot of food with, you know, the end of our FY19 budget. We'll deal with any increase in demand for services by rotating schedules like we always do, by being flexible. We'll work with our community partners to make sure that hopefully people aren't falling through the cracks.
The city and other Unalaska organizations are expected to amend their 2020 financial plans now that the state budget has been settled. Depending on the organization, however, that process could take weeks or months as officials continue parsing the local impacts. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.